All right. In the previous podcast, we talked about the case study and the founders of a mental health tracking device startup who want to take the next steps toward opening a business bank account. So let's see exactly what this background is by interviewing our own BBC Incorp relationship manager on this matter. Okay, so from your perspective, which types of companies need to open a bank account? Sorry if this is a silly question or something, but yeah, I think this is something that our audience needs to really know in order to get things started off in the right direction. So yes, if you please answer this question.
Yes, no worries. Well, any company will need a bank account, I think so, to be fully operated. So I don't think there is any specific answer for the type of companies, but most of the companies that require the banking support from us as the software providers are usually startups, newly established, and SMEs. Let you know, these companies operate in various industries like e-commerce, importation, or IT development. Besides that, forex and crypto are considered strange markets, but unfortunately, the banking for these industries are very limited, for at least at the moment.
Yeah, I've heard like forex and crypto are kind of on the grid right now. Like regulators are they're kind of conducting all sorts of crackdowns on, you know, illegal transactions that involve forex and crypto. But I think this industry can have a significant impact on the global economy if properly regulated.
Yes.
So maybe we'll see some sort of improvement in the future.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, so and which countries do these companies prefer to open a bank account in?
Yes, I would say countries like Singapore and Hong Kong are the most popular choice, because many reputable and international banks are located in these countries. And a lot of companies and business owners are also taking interest in some European countries for their banking applications as well.
Okay, so I see that you've mentioned Singapore and Hong Kong, and from what I've heard, these two countries have a rather strict standards for bank application. I'm sure that our audience would love to know more about your opinion on that matter. So can you tell us a bit more in detail?
Yes, certainly. According to my knowledge, the bank application in Hong Kong has become quite strict, like in the COVID-19 situation, although remote application is available in some banks, but it's still the bank decision whether or not your company is allowed to apply remotely. So in most cases, a personal visit will be required for Hong Kong bank applications if you prefer banks there. Also, the deposit must be made by your check issued by Hong Kong bank. You have to remember that.
I see.
Yes.
And do banks in Hong Kong provide some kind of services for offshore companies, or at least do they have the same level of offerings that you would see in other banks?
Yes, they do. They do provide support for offshore companies, like in companies in Seychelles, BVI, or Belize as well. But these companies have to provide them with the proof of trading, things like utilities, accounts, or tax returns. And having a counterparties in Asia, or Hong Kong, or China is also a bonus for them.
And what about banks in Singapore?
Yes, interesting. There are some banks in Singapore, such as OCBC or DBS, to offer remote application for the bank account opening. And UOB also had remote banking applications for offshore companies as well. But as long as this company can meet their requirements and have clients in Singapore, so in general, I think the application standard is quite strict as well.
Well, I understand that the banking institution here is typically quite strict on their protocols and stuff like that. I mean, The last time I went to Singapore to open my own personal account, the process wasn't you know, filled with as much red tapes as I would see in some articles relating to banking in Singapore. But what about corporate banking? I think our audience would like to know what factors do banks care about when you apply for a corporate bank account application?
Yes, as you know, unlike your personal account opening, when you open a business account for your company, the bank will review all of your business activities, your nationality, residency, and your company's of incorporation country to see if they're matching with the policies or not. And each bank has its own list of restricted countries which are not public. But the restrictions are based on the local regulations and international standards such as FATF, UN sanction, US sanction, and more. Moreover, your international counterpart is a very important factor as well. For example, if you and your co-founders are residing in the US but selling products to Singapore, the bank will need to assess your counterparties and determine if it poses your financial risk exists or not.
Well, thank you for all the brilliant insights on banking in Singapore and whatnot. So that's all for this one. Join us next time when we will be talking about the problems that may arise in the bank application process.